Where in the Bible will I find the difference between soul and spirit? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. After God had created the heaven and the earth, He said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Genesis 1:26 and Genesis 2:7. Man became a living entity with a breathed-into nature that separated him from the beasts of the field. The spirit of man dwells within him, and the soul of man embraces it all. The writer to the Hebrews said, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Hebrews 4:12. The word soul is the internal spirit of man, but it often signifies more. Soul is often used to denote the entirety of the person. Quite often we find the words soul and spirit used interchangeably in the Bible with little or no distinction shown. "The soul that sinneth, it shall die," Ezekiel 18:4 and verse 20. But the spirit does not die. "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to God who gave it," Ecclesiastes 12:7. The word spirit is a specific term and designates that part of us which is not susceptible of death and which survives the dissolution of the body, Acts 7:59. It is infused in us directly from God and is not a product of human generation, Hebrews 12:9. When we speak of soul, it could refer to people, Acts 2:41, for example, or it could denote the animal life which man possesses. It is also used as a synonym for the never-dying spirit. "Because thou wilt not leave my soul unto Hades, neither wilt thou give thy Holy One to see corruption," Acts 2:27. The word soul here signifies the immortal nature, that entity of the Lord, which was not to undergo death. The spirit of man is not subject to death. It is the spirit leaving the body which constitutes death. James 2:26.